Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Big football weekend. Yeah, if I can bring it up right now.
Please.
The announcing. Okay. I know that I'm going to be in the minority here when I talk about Tony Romo. I don't know if somebody gave him an extra energy drink yesterday or what. I don't know if it's because I wasn't really happy with the fact that the Buffalo Bills were losing and I just had it in my mind. Listen, I'm not a turbo fan of either team. Was I rooting for the Bills
yes.
because of Matty Masiello and because of Jimmy Cerrito? Yes. But at the same time, I really don't have a dog in the fight as far as my team. But man, it sounded like those announcers were pretty giddy about Kansas City and not as giddy. I might just have been hearing that.
Well,
but it was
why don't we ask a true fan in Matty Masiello, just briefly,
Matty,
before we get
I
into
thought
it.
They sounded like they were homers for Kansas City.
Oh, Tony Romo totally wants to get in Patrick Mahomes' pants. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Oh, dear.
Yep. Thank
like,
you.
I was
Thank
so
you.
Pissed the whole time. And it's
Thank
been
you.
Like that the whole season for the most
Thank
part.
You.
And that
Thank
being
you.
Said.
I knew I was right. I knew I was right.
Even though they knew by the time their game started that Brady was going back to his 35th Super Bowl, and that should be enough to get Jim Nantz very, very excited. We had a brief text exchange that when we saw the two announcers before the game,
right.
Nance looked Pat Summerall old. The
yeah,
way he was sitting.
Well, look, this is what happens. The skin ages, okay? You probably can't see it with this camera.
Right.
You'll see it soon with this camera. Won't we see it soon? Are we ever going to get the camera down here?
Oh, absolutely.
Do that? Okay.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
the thing about guests. Camera.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
pointing. If you saw the way I'm pointing at the screen. Hey, the thing about it is that Nancy is a great announcer. Joe Buck's a great football announcer.
Yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikman was even a little yappy on the championship games, but Tony Romo
was
like he had too many energy drinks. It was ridiculous. I know I'm repeating myself. I'm not getting Alzheimer's. I know I said that before. It just was on and on and on. And look, I don't think that it's just my opinion, and I'm very, very excited for the fact, not to take Tom Brady out of the equation, that Tampa is going to the Super Bowl in Tampa. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that
that's great for
be
you.
In there. Well, why? Because why? Because I live in Florida. Is that
yeah. I'd be excited if I was. I can't go to the game, but I'd be excited.
Yeah, if the Super
well,
Bowl had been
to the game.
If the Super Bowl had been an only, he'd be out of his mind.
You get the
right.
fever. You get the Super Bowl fever. You're Super Bowl town.
Well, speaking of fever, since it's in Florida, they're going to have double the capacity at the stadium. They're actually going to have a two stadium set up. So not only will it be everybody gets to come.
Yes.
Because it's Florida,
yeah.
run by the guy that doesn't believe in science. And everybody gets to come.
How many will be at the commissioner's party, Mike?
40,000.
Oh, excellent. It's a super spreader event. And
40,000 licking each other's hands.
In
gonna be
defense. That tastes good, Mr. Goodell.
Of the broadcast team.
Yes.
The game for the majority. For I would say it was the third and fourth quarter.
Are we talking about the first game or the second game?
I'm talking about the first game, like okay, the Bills, right?
All right.
No, Bills, would be, was, Bills the, was the second game.
Bills was the second game. The first game was the Tampa game.
It was the Battle of the Bays.
I'm sorry,
Green and Tampa.
The first game, the
Green
first
Bay
game.
Tampa.
Right.
All blur. All of blur. When I was watching the game, I felt like, you know, I was rooting for the Bills. I was really, because I felt, you know, some sort of association, as you said, with Maddie and Jimmy.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, at least let this happen for them, please, for the love of God. And then, like, it just, the Bills weren't playing as well as we thought they could play. Mm-hmm. And they're being outplayed. And at that point, Mike, you know this from baseball, when it's not really a game at certain points, you got to fill. You got to fill the time.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it wasn't a total blowout. I mean, it was still a competitive
football game. One onside kick and two touchdowns and a field goal away from maybe tying the game.
Did you say we? Did you use
the Bills?
The sports
Bills,
we? The that's
yeah, a, yeah. If you're rooting for the Bills.
It was a great game. There were a couple of great games. The great games in the championship because the teams were relatively closely matched. No, not Kansas City and Buffalo are not closely matched.
Well, I think on paper going in, they were closely matched, weren't they?
No, yeah, but they were not. No, Kansas City is the favorite, as they will be in the Super Bowl, and they will win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have Nikki Diamond on.
This is your call.
I want to talk to Maddie just briefly about Josh Allen, because I follow the Bills, but I don't follow the Bills like you do. And Josh Allen is... I don't know. There probably are faster quarterbacks, but man, when he runs, he is so fast.
They call him White Lightning, Mike.
He's spectacular to watch. But as far as his face, I've never seen a baby-faced quarterback like this. Maddie, could you comment on the appearance of one Josh Allen of your Buffalo Bills?
He's my age. He's only like a few months older than I am, but the girls in Buffalo love him, I will say that. So the baby face doesn't bother me.
So they don't mind that sort of, I am trying to grow a mustache?
No, I think it's filled in a little bit more than what it was.
And I've seen young men with, he appears when you look at his publicity photo without the helmet, that he may be one of those young men. I could be totally wrong about this. That is heading on a somewhat fast track to becoming follically challenged.
Oh,
like
no.
Yes, if you look at that, I'll bring him up and see if there are any pictures of him. It looks like maybe, and they're guys that, when you've got that big mat of black hair that's kind of parted on the side and over there, it looks like maybe, I don't know.
Does the helmet cause that, though? Maybe, too much.
I think the helmet
doesn't
help. If you
rub the helmet really hard a lot of times.
No, I think a lot of guys that wear helmets, that it speeds along.
Yeah, because you're pulling all the hair every time you take that thing off, I imagine.
Maddie, would you say the women of Buffalo have a relationship with him the way that Tony Romo has a relationship with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, that's how I would sum it up.
Okay, very good.
So what are your thoughts? Maddie, the biggest Buffalo fan, tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, for me, the biggest disappointment is just that we definitely could have played so much better. Like, it's one thing to lose, but then to not even do your best hurts. But my kind of silver lining is... like, I've dreamed my whole life of celebrating in Buffalo, you know, being at a crowded bar when we win the Super Bowl and everything. And that wouldn't happen this year anyway. So I would rather, you know, take a year or two, celebrate the way that we deserve to celebrate, not in a pandemic, you know, in a crowded bar.
That's good.
Not wearing masks.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
And a lot of Buffalo fans that I see online, they have such a great attitude towards the fact that they like where they are right now. They're poised for another great year, and that's a good place to be, right?
Yeah, and it's a young team, so we definitely, you know, have a
bright maybe next year he can grow a mustache.
Maybe.
By the way, I'll be rooting for Tampa, not just because they're Florida, and you might be surprised because I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but I'll be rooting for Tampa just because I like to see the underdog win. And I really think that's going to be, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough because I think Kansas City is peaking and there's nothing coming up on my computer when I type in, is Josh Allen bald? really nothing there, so it might just be me.
Mike, the Tom Brady storyline writes itself. The idea that
it has for many years.
No, but no one we all mocked the idea that he was going to leave the master, Bill Belichick.
Yeah. And look who's the master now.
And make some sort of run.
Who is the captain now?
We all mocked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't understand that, oh, if you're looking at a true scoreboard and if you're looking at the history books, you're going to look back and be like, oh, maybe it was Tom the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he's probably going to make a phone call, after that, and even if they don't win the Super Bowl. I'd make the call now where Brady calls Bill Belichick and goes, yeah, so that was football. So we do everything on this show. Little sports, little celebrity. What is it? Okay, that's what it is. Every time I put my hand up to gesture, it gets blurred.
It throws it.
Yeah, we can throw the autofocus off if you'd like, but that's in the settings.
It's all right. I'll deal with it.
No gestures, Mike. He's still.
TMOS Classic.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, the most fun you'll have this football season. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can actually pay off. I've been playing Prize Picks lately, and I love how quick and simple it is. You just pick more or less on at least two player projections, and that's it. In less than a minute, you can make your lineup, sit back, and enjoy the game. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Josh Allen for more than 270 passing yards and Barkley for more than one rushing touchdown. And you can even stack the same player up to three times in one lineup with pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns only on Prize Picks. And if you're like me and you want to see what other people are picking, you can follow them right in the app and copy their lineups with one click. Prize Picks operates in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and all deposits and withdrawals are fast and secure. You can even use Apple Pay, Venmo, MasterCard, and more to pay. So download the Prize Picks app today and use the code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That code is TMOS for $50 in lineup after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oscar and I were commiserating before the show. I thought that we might be trailblazers on the Mike O'Mara show, that the O'Maras now have weighted blankets. But Oscar's telling me he has entered the realm of weighted blankets.
Yeah, not by choice, more by subtle suggestion from my wife, Shannon. For those of you that don't know...
Well, you share a bed, so if she has a weighted blanket, you have a weighted blanket, too.
Not always, and it depends on the size of the blanket.
I see.
Depends on where he's sleeping.
That's true.
He does Keebler house.
Spend some time on the Davenport.
Right. Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I don't mind my legs hanging off the couch when you're horizontal.
It's, yeah.
That doesn't, okay, doesn't bother me.
I get
me.
It.
Mm-hmm. which is so sad at age 41 or 42 that you literally...
Elvis died at 42.
You have a couch that's too small for your body.
Right.
But that's a sidebar. My...
That's my case, but I have a sectional.
Big, long sectional. Rob's head is still jammed up against the crotch of the L.
She's like, quit spilling off the couch.
But you sleep in the marital bed with your
wife, of course.
Right?
And yeah, right. About 2 weeks ago, Shannon said, I got new bedding. And I'm like, great. And look, new bedding for me is Brooklinen. And that is the bar none.
Sure.
That's what you go to. That's what we do.
They advertised on our show, right?
Yeah, yeah. They continue to during the seasonal at this point. But regardless.
Okay.
The weighted blanket was something not in my purview. I did not see it coming. I did not know it existed. Didn't know. I thought the only reason you'd ever want a weighted blanket in my eyes was for, you know, something medical. And
keep telling your story. I'm going to go get mine.
Please.
About the weighted blanket, I first became aware of it around October of this year. Mike, no, please. Get the weighted blanket and a hat. And I was walking through Costco, and it seemed like the two things that were red hot, like in the fall of this year, were weighted blankets and air fryers. And that's what they were pushing.
I can see that. It sounds like a gimmick to me as well, Rob.
But it does seem like a gimmick to me because, I mean, if you want to use more blankets, right?
No. This is as advertised, and they come in at different weights depending on your body.
Okay.
I think Shan's got a 15-pounder.
I'm not sure I could afford the shipping for the one for my body.
I asked for it. So I tried it.
Right.
I wanted to hate it. I was being polite, and we only have, like, a side for, like, one person. So it's not like we're sharing a weighted blanket. We're not trapped together.
Okay.
I don't know if they make them in queen size or
I'm
whatever
sure.
we have.
Trust me. They make them. They do.
And... Or she just was cheap and bought just for her.
Well, cheap and selfish, they walk hand in hand. What is the sales pitch? What is it supposed to accomplish?
It's supposed to keep you in your place instead of you twisting and turning in the middle of the night fidgeting.
Yes.
It's supposed to hold you down. It's much like swaddling a baby, but you're an adult.
Okay. All right. Babies love to be swaddled. I was an excellent swaddler.
Mike, do you know the weight of your weighted blanket as you struggle to pull it into you? Look at him. Look at him. He's going in slow mo. It's going to knock him over. It is heavy.
Oh,
you look great.
He looks like a Jedi.
Yeah.
I'm the evil one. I am the evil.
Embrace
the name of that
your
character,
hatred.
Who's
That's
that
the emperor. You're the emperor from.
I'm the emperor. I want to see if I can get my mouth older. Although it's not a big stretch anymore. Bring me Larry King.
Ow. Great video day.
Oh, dear.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
Maybe I should take the glasses off.
I think prints of Star Wars The New Hope, the Emperor had glasses.
Yeah. Mike, do you feel like you...
You know, it's really the visual.
Yes.
It's so hard on my neck. The visual for the weighted blanket. I guess they have like weights inside them.
They have. Yeah. They have weights. They have... I was telling Rob that they have... At least we have
There's an insert, right?
A 15 pounder. Shannon's ordering a 25 for me because the 15 didn't really hold me down. And if I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to mimic the swaddling that we used to get done as a child.
So it's a security thing
to hold us down.
Yeah, it looks
like there's a little zipper here. Let me take the weight out of mine.
Okay.
So this is where he ruins things.
Here we go.
Carla's not going to be happy.
No, it's
that's a kettlebell. That's the whole gag.
A full
that
kettlebell.
The whole gag that
emerges.
We have
excellent gag. They did it.
Psych gag. Fantastic.
Day, everybody. Fantastic. But let me see if I can demonstrate by dropping. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
How?
That had to hurt.
There we go. That's heavy.
And do you know the...
Heavy's head with a concussion.
Do you know? Man, very heavy.
I didn't get because you were telling me. So you like or not like?
I liked it. I wanted to hate it. I thought it was a kind of like just a fad or something she got pulled into on Instagram. And then I was like, oh, that was semi-refreshing.
What does yours weigh, Mike? What's the weight of yours? Do you know? And what size?
300 pounds.
It's a 300-pounder. Is it a queen size?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger blanket?
Can you and Carla both share, or is it just a one person?
No, we actually, she has hers and I have mine. I actually took
nice.
Hers. Yeah,
oh,
because it smelled better.
And
we
we're
just
done.
Got them.
And we're done.
That's it. Oh, God.
They work.
Excuse me.
They work. If you flip left and right at night, and you just want a more restful sleep, I felt like it worked.
Right. Well, I've slept like a baby last night, except for, you know, Winky Tank. That's being 61 years old, you know. Nothing will, you know, give you 7 uninterrupted hours or 8 uninterrupted hours.
Speaking of that, is the weighted blanket very absorbent?
I don't know. Oh, you know, it's got plastic in it.
Oh, good.
For when I wet the bed. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Classic.
Got to get this on the show today.
All right.
Otherwise, it's gone. Oscar, I thought the pay-per-view fight, I hate to spend that kind of money on a pay-per-view. I hate it because I always feel soiled and ripped off. But I will tell you,
soiled.
The MMA, soiled. I feel like somebody's pooped on me.
No!
That's why I use the expression.
Yeah.
When I got the Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight, that was years ago.
I remember, we all felt used.
Yeah.
We felt just, are you kidding me for this? Not the case this weekend with Dana White, you know, who really looks like the Great Pumpkin. Dana White just bugs me. I just, the whole, you know, with his big wide mouth. Hey, I'm Dana White.
Douchey
and a tough guy.
Since, you know? he's like a businessman, shrewd, really built an empire, but the douche factor has been a 10 since he came on the market.
Oh, he is just such a, you know, and they all cater to him. They
sure.
all go, Dana, give me another fight. And Dana's like, I can't hear you. And then he gives his press conference. It's all him, you know, on the backs of these phenomenal athletes that are killing it. Yes, he's created this. More power to him. But you know what? When the businessman becomes the main guy instead of the fight, it's always him with the press conference.
No. Yeah,
always. You got to create a succession plan soon enough.
It's just, but MMA, man. I mean, if you look, I for my money, if there was never another boxing match, and it was all MMA, be fine with me because that is combat. And if you like the sweet science. I don't care
for that expression, the sweet science. I don't think it fits.
These Conor fights McGregor, were fantastic.
Conor McGregor got upset by Justin Poirier, and Poirier. It was just
Poirier.
It's Poirier.
It's so long.
Now, it might Poirier. Be the it might be that Louisiana French pronunciation. He's from Baton Rouge,
Poirier.
Louisiana. Is it Poirier?
Poirier? I think it's Poirier.
See?
Poirier.
You need a
spell it.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm telling you, of the three of us, I am the wrong person.
But Conor McGregor is the superstar.
I think it's Poirier,
I think he's four-ranked fighter in the lightweight division. And, you know, Conor McGregor has, you know, talk about a douche factor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the supreme douche factor. And he got upset, and it was a knockout. And he got it. And it looked like Conor McGregor was just on his way to another typical Conor McGregor victory because he's a great fighter. And then, you know, and by the way, my wife was very happy to see that Conor McGregor got nicked, you know, pretty good by Justin. Because over the weekend prior to that, I guess hyping the fight, Conor McGregor's watch that he bought went viral. Mm-hmm. His $2 million wristwatch that he had with a switch on it that opened up to two people doing it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Right. And it was like not a video screen. It was actually Swiss-like mechanics.
That were, you know, like
the worst cuckoo clock ever.
So
dirtiest ever, anyway.
Cuckoo. a defeat in MMA is not as bad as a defeat in traditional boxing, where your career is over. And Justin Poirier actually taking down Conor McGregor was something that I did not see coming. I just did not see it coming. I was scared that Connor's fame and wealth and his 300 plus day, you know, basically gap between fights was going to affect him. But he's been so effective in the past that I was like, oh, am I jealous? Am I hating on the fact that Connor, his entire Instagram profile is of his wealth and his success?
You know what I'm thinking as we're having this discussion right now of those particular people, you know, you know who you are listening to our show right now.
Oh my God, all they talked about was sports for the entire show. Well, it was a big sports weekend, about sports when it was. I'm talking about in terms of not the nuts and bolts, but the fact that I turned it on because I was intrigued.
And you bought it. It's your
and when look, there's a big enough douche, I want to see him get
like,
beaten.
It's your
That's
show.
The way I feel about
Do
it.
Do what
you, know?
You want. And yes. I'll say this. That was money well spent for that card. And to watch that happen, even if he had lost, he had won, it was still a great fight.
It
but
was.
To see him, and this is what's fantastic in MMA, like he's going to get a chance to come back and have some sort of redemption fight.
They're 1-1. The rubber match has to.
Well, you mentioned earlier when we were talking football about the Tom Brady plotline. This is the Conor McGregor plotline now. It makes it better. And knowing that he is as an outsider looking in, there's two maybe three MMA names I know. I know that name. So the fact that he lost is a bigger story than if he had won. So that's good for them.
You have to get the next fight that Conor McGregor's in because when he gets interviewed after the fight, he really does sound like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. I mean, and I'm an Irishman saying that. No, it's just like,
well, me face for fair and all the fair to fair to fair to fair. Me face for going down there. I don't know if he came across me with the right hand. But I tell you, the fighter gave you 40. You can hardly, you know, understand
the right hand. The right hand.
And by the way, the more bouts he has with the...
Pretty hard, ahoy, you baby.
TMOS Classic.
Hello, everybody.
Bob.
This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
News.
The obvious winner of the Tom Brady-Bill Belichick divorce is Brady, of course. Because he's now heading back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time, and the New England Patriots missed the playoffs this year. Oh, somebody right now is going,
oh, my God, sports again!
Again!
What are you doing?
Former home run king, and I'm sorry for not mentioning this prominently on the show, Hank Aaron died Friday peacefully in his sleep. According to his family, he was 86 years old. Hank played in the majors from 1954 to 1976, spent most of his career with the Braves, who started in Milwaukee before going to Atlanta. In 1974, I'm old enough to remember this, he hit 715 home runs, dethroning Babe Ruth as baseball's home run king. He ended his career with 755, and that record stood until 2007 when Barry Bonds used steroids to break it.
Yes.
Bonds ended his career with 762, but there's a huge asterisk next to that number. Hammer and Hank never raised a stink about it. Class
all the way, all the way.
Which is probably why Bonds released a touching statement this weekend honoring Hank for, quote, all that he did on and off the field. Hank was put in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 82 with 97.8% of the vote. Apparently 2.2% of the voting committee at the time were racists. President George W. Bush gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2002. How the hell do you not vote to put Hank Aaron in the Hall of Fame? There's not a point of having a Hall of Fame without a guy like Hank Aaron. You God, I'd love to know. Out them, even now at this hour.
Mike, as you came up as a baseball fan growing up, he had sort of a quiet dignity, and it was a different game then. It wasn't a look at me type game.
Right.
What are your memories of when he broke the record? I'm curious because I'm aged out of
watching
that.
Watching it on TV and watching how the fans ran on. I remember the anticipation of it. It was a big news story. The lead up to it was really special, and I love those baseball moments. Don't seem to see him like you used to, where somebody's going to get 3,000 hits. I think now a lot of these records, they just happen to mention it at the last minute. But with this, it was, is he going to do it tonight?
Right.
Is he going to do it tonight? Is he going to do it tonight? And then when he did it, it was super special. And at the time, the Atlanta Braves had really crappy uniforms. Thank you.
I remember that.
Americans are now spending an average of $47 a month on streaming services. That's up 24% from last April when we were spending $38 a month. 49% of Americans subscribe to four streaming services. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
While 13% of us use seven or more. Obviously, the pandemic has a lot to do with it, but the launch of several new platforms, including HBO Max and Peacock. I haven't jumped into the Peacock thing. Have you guys?
It's easy with Comcast because they throw it in your face.
Yeah.
So you're like, fine, I'll watch Peacock. I don't pay for it. I'd never pay for it. But it's
Still Netflix because the user platform. Yeah.
You know,
so
Disney
friendly.
Plus has got a good platform, and I had to battle HBO.
Oh, come on, Disney Plus. Come on. You get Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, but also I did the HBO thing again this weekend because Julia still hadn't seen Action Park. And she's been after me to watch it. So I watched that documentary for the fourth time with her. And
pretty
you know
amazing.
What? That's a pretty good platform, too. HBO does a good job.
Netflix number one, followed by Amazon, Hulu, Disney Plus. There it is. HBO Max, Peacock, and Apple TV. Apple TV I got because of the morning show. That was the show that I wanted to watch. That. Microsoft just patented a technique that could turn dead people into 3D AI chatbots.
Tuscaloosa, hello.
Hello. Basically, the system would collect information from... you're thinking about Larry. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Larry bot. It would create 3D models of the person that can have conversations with you, and those conversations would be in that person's voice. I don't know if that's weird or not.
I wouldn't want that.
But it said based on their personality, or at least how artificial intelligence recreates their personality. I might love it. I might absolutely love it.
No.
If I could see my dad, that might be really cool.
But how bad would it be that if you're talking to your dad and something comes up that's like a total wrong thing that he would never say, or it just freezes up? I mean, it would be upsetting.
I think it'd be cool.
Oh, I don't think I could do it.
I think it's if you could have like at least because the emotion that a voice evokes, a recording or a voicemail,
right.
Yeah.
Like that you held on from one of your parents.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That,
you've seen that with the wedding dance that they do with the father coming out.
It's beautiful.
Out there. I love that
it's
kind
beautiful.
Of stuff. Yeah.
So, but if you had a you know, something that was a little more tangible and immersive, that might work.
Yeah. Having my mom and dad both gone now, I'd love to see them. I know it was fake. You know it's fake.
Yeah,
I guess.
If
they're going to say something, it's just like, you know, Mom, you didn't vote Republican. What's going on?
Can you imagine like an AI of your mom saying, Mike, I hate children.
There was a serious traffic backup at a COVID vaccine site in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. By the way, that's the reality we're all living in right now.
Right.
Senior citizens down here continuously talking about it. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. The mayor decided that he had seen enough, and he decided to call an expert at handling long drive-through lines.
Ooh.
So he called the manager at the local Chick-fil-A.
Brilliant.
Good.
I love this.
Smart.
The right tool for the job.
Exactly.
That manager actually came out and helped them do a better job of getting the line moving. Chick-fil-A, I don't know where it is where you guys are, but I've never seen anything. But noon through 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just incredible.
Just
they got people out there.
Ruined a parking lot in Leesburg. Ours ruined a parking lot, and they've got the drive through is two lanes. And they oftentimes have people stationed outside. It's mathematical and it's precision, but they still can't stay ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
just
horrible.
Because they put a pickle on a piece of fried chicken.
Exactly.
there's a little something now. There's a woman in Cajeme, Sonora, Mexico. Cajeme? C-A-J-E-M-E.
I know you got Sonora right. That's for sure. Cajeme.
Cajeme, Sonora, Mexico, who's only been identified as Leonora N. And she was recently scrolling through her husband Juan's cell phone, and she spotted a bunch of pictures of Juan with some younger woman. Mm. So she did what she did. She stabbed him. He managed to grab the knife from her and then told her to stop. The cops were called. It turned out that he had digitized some of Leonora's pictures and him from when she was younger. The pictures she was looking at before she stabbed him were of herself. She didn't recognize that they were pictures of her.
Wow.
He managed to get the knife. He digitized some of their old photos together from back when they were younger, and she didn't recognize herself. I'll stab you. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that.
Bless you, Mike. Bless you.
We don't know how old they are now, but from one photo circulating, probably in the late 40s or 50s, Leonora was arrested and charged. Charges against her are pending. She kept asking the cops, and I quote, "Where are my reading glasses?"
Mike.
Sorry.
Mike, my takeaway from that story is when she started stabbing him, he asked her to stop.
I did a self-edit there. The story had they didn't bury the lead, which they tend not to do because they don't give a that's it. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that fabulous?
Yeah, but they do a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, a lot of hack humor.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.